Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Nakia. How may I help you?
Because money we're losing. Hi, I'm calling regarding my account. If I can give you, I don't have an account number. I have a, well, yeah, I do. I'm sorry. I have a customer number.
May I have the name and address associated with the account?
Matthew Mann, 200 Henry Street, apartment 3207, Stamford, Connecticut, 06902.
Okay, thank you for this information. Which account are you calling in regards to?
Both of them, the Ghostbuster and the Back to the Future.
Okay, we're going to start off with the Ghostbusters. One moment. All right, thank you for this information. When I access the account, it shows that there is an inventory alert, which is causing a delay, and that issue is issue 14. It's out of stock. How can I assist you today?
Okay, so that one's out of stock anyway. Okay, so first off, can you just tell me what each month, what are we paying for this account, for the Ghostbuster one? The issue 14, that's why you didn't get it yet.
$57.40.
$57.40 for the Ghostbuster, and that's per month?
Correct. Now, I can attach, and this can be applied to both accounts. I'll go ahead and attach a 20% discount, and that'll be off of all future shipments.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out what I'm paying each month for this account and the Back to the Future account. Because there's four issues a month, is that...
Correct. It's four issues a month. However, that the quantity can change. That's up to you. The frequency can also be adjusted. But with the Back to the Future, that one is
$53.40. $53.40 for the Back to the Future?
Correct.
But I see charges for like $87. Like what? Hold on, hold on. Let me just pull up my last email. Hold on. Yeah, if you look back, for example, back to like October, I was billed $87.90. What was that for? Oh, was it?
So, I'm looking at your DeLorean. You said October. That one you paid $53.40. Let's see. Oh, I do see $87.90. So that was for a specialty item. It's the crystal case.
Okay. Yeah, I returned that. Okay, so you're saying each month for the Back to the Future is $53.40, and that's for all four issues that we get a month?
Correct.
Okay, and then $57.40 for all the issues for Ghostbuster account.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what happens if I pause the account, like, and then I restart it, like, later on? Is that something that can be done?
Yes, so as of today, I could pause the account until June the 8th.
Okay, so you would pause it until June 8th. And then what happens if I still want to keep it paused?
You would just need to call before June 8th to push it back further.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not that we don't want to stop it. Like, we still obviously, you know, want to continue doing it. It's just at this time my husband hasn't really worked on them that much. So he just kind of wants to put it on pause just for a little bit. But it's not like the company's going to go out of business or anything like that, right?
Correct.
Okay, because we just want to make sure, because obviously he doesn't want to be investing all the money and then the company goes out of business after we pause it.
Oh, no, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. So yeah, if we can put a pause on it, like when is the next, like say if we don't put a pause on it, when are we looking at the next payment being? Because it's a little hard for me to keep track of each time. So when's like, so for a Ghostbuster account, for example, when do we usually get billed for that? What day of the
Now,
month?
with the Ghostbusters, that one, I can't answer that question only because issue 14 is out of stock. So that
Oh,
would
right.
be, more so when it is available.
Okay. What about the Back to the Future?
It would have been sometime this month, but I've already placed the suspension. So the date now is just June the 8th.
Oh, okay. So you already put the suspension. Okay, so I won't get anything charged this month.
Correct. You won't be billed
Okay.
at all until June.
And that's including any like alternate stuff, like special stuff, if there's like a book or something like that, like we won't get charged for that either. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay, so it's full suspend on both accounts.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And what is hold on one second. What? Yeah, you wouldn't have been getting billed for it right now anyway because they're out of stock. Okay, and what's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Nakia.
Yeah. Okay, and also he's just asking, can you just let me know on like for the Back to the Future, how far into it is he? Like how many would be left of the Back to the Future one?
So to complete it, it'll take 130 pieces.
130 pieces left to complete it.
He
Okay.
stopped at 34.
He stopped at 34 pieces. Okay. Okay, and what about the Ghostbusters?
Hold on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's going to take a moment because I have to go back and forth between the
No, I
accounts.
understand.
All right, with the Ecto one, it takes 141 pieces to complete that one.
Left to complete it, right? 140 pieces left. Okay, and what did he stop at?
He stopped at 10, so he'd be picking up at 11, 11.
Stopped at 10. Okay. Okay. All right. Do I need a reference number or anything? Or are you sending an email?
Nope, I've already sent the email. It just provides the next billing day.
Okay, great. So when I call back again, I just give them his name, address, stuff like that, and then they'll be able to restart it or keep the suspension on it.
Correct.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.